But back in Wrigley, a very important man. He covers the Giants for the Bay Area Newspaper Group and, of course, the San Jose Mercury News. Andy Baggerly, Extra Bags on Twitter with two Gs. Extra, how are you?
Hey, Marty, I'm good. I'm just sitting in the third row of the stands here down the first base line watching Matt Moore throw a bullpen, getting ready for a Game 4 start that the Giants obviously need to have happen, but they need to win a game to make that happen. And it's a beautiful day, very light, variable winds, not a cloud in the sky. Giants about to get their workout started, and a big game. Obviously, they do not want to go home down 0-2. And the first time in eight games that they lost a road NLDS game under Bruce Bochy. They had been 7-0 in Atlanta and Cincinnati, and then in 2014, obviously, in Washington, taking a 2-0 lead in that series. So this is definitely a big one. No getting around that.
Andy, Samardzija goes tonight, and, of course, you've seen him down the stretch. He had a tremendous August and September, and here he is against Kyle Hendricks. Set this one up for me.
Well, you know, you go back to Samardzija's last start at Wrigley, and that first inning was just such a weird inning. He threw 47 pitches. I want to say it was 26 pitches before he got his first out. I think Dexter Fowler worked him for about 14-pitch at bat just to start the game. And you look back and you go over pitch by pitch, and he really did not make a lot of mistakes in the heart of the plate. The Cubs just did a fantastic job of taking the borderline pitches that were just off and fouling off, you know, the really tough pitcher's pitches. And that's what this lineup does. I mean, everybody in that lineup works deep counts. Zobrist does it. Fowler certainly does it. You know, and they're just really, really tough. And that just tells you how good Johnny Cueto was yesterday to you know, using that changeup that I think he borrowed from Pedro Martinez, you know, to hold them to just one run on one mistake pitch in eight innings. And it's going to be tough for Samardzija today. It's going to be tough for the Giants, too, against Kyle Hendricks, who has a four-pitch mix and has got not only the lowest ERA in the major leagues this season, but it's even lower at home. I think it's 1.32 in 15 games. So, you know, the Cubs, if the Giants entered with the momentum because the Cubs clinched a couple weeks ago, they basically were playing scrimmages for 4 days, and the Giants had the momentum of winning the wild card game, that's turned. That's all of a sudden turned, and the Cubs are the team, no question, with the momentum now.
Andy, again, looking at the lineup today, Connor Gillespie back at third base, and he's been hot. No Nunez, but with the way Nunez was running down the first baseline, I thought we were looking at Johnny Cueto run down the first baseline. Can we really expect to see Eduardo Nunez in this series with the way he looked running down the first baseline last night?
Well, it didn't look good, certainly. I mean, it's a ball that probably he knows off the bat he's not going to beat out, but any bobble or mistake with his speed, he could. And, you know, that certainly wasn't for lack of effort. I think it was just for lack of ability. And, you know, one of the questions I'm going to ask Bruce Bochy when we meet with him in about 15 minutes is if he really is good to go or if they might replace him on the roster, because they can do that. But if they did that, he'd be ineligible for the next round. So, you know, maybe they might want to put another pitcher on the roster. Who knows? You know, yeah, definitely that was a little bit troubling to see the way that he got down the line. And Connor Gillespie, I think, is the guy right now. He's the guy riding the magic streak, and I think he'd be playing regardless. But Nunez is a guy who could be a big weapon off that bench, and to not have him at full speed and full strength is certainly disadvantageous for Bruce Bochy.
Andy, tonight is such a big game. As I said, the Cubs have two chances to win two. The Giants have two chances to win one. Now, of course, the Cubs win two, and the Giants come home with Madison Bumgarner. But this game, is it bigger for the Cubs or bigger for the Giants?
You know, I tend not to look at it that way. I think it's big for both teams. It's a best-of-five series. You'd say that about a seven-game series, too, but it's especially true for a best-of-five. You know, I think that you could say it's more important for the Giants, but even if the Giants go down 0-2, they can look at a couple things to sort of bolster their spirits. One, they've done it before, and they've done it with three on the road, where this time they'd only have to do it with one on the road, that being win three consecutive. The other thing is, you go home and you've got Madison Bumgarner, and I think that there's nobody on the planet they'd be more comfortable winning a game with. Then they think, okay, if you can win that game, then you're down to just one game at home and force this thing back to Chicago, and have Matt Moore and throw everybody at them. And then you can boil it down to, okay, then if we can do that, then it's just one game in Chicago, and you know their lives are on the line as much as ours are at that point. And then so maybe you like your chances a little bit better. That's just the way you'd have to break it down if you were down 0-2, but obviously the Giants would like to not be in that situation.
Boy, absolutely. Andy Baggerly with us, Extra Bags on Twitter. Posey last night, I thought he was pretty honest after the game, talking about maybe he could have gone around second a little bit harder. But, of course, you know, if the ball's trapped, he's not going anywhere. It wasn't trapped. It did go past Zobrist. What was your take on that play?
You know, I think John Smoltz or somebody said on the broadcast that he lost track of the outs.
Right.
I mean, he's running off the crack of the bat. If he doesn't know there's two outs, he doesn't do that. And we know that Buster's not a burner, but he's a good base runner. And in that situation, if Zobrist does come up with a clean short hop and sort of traps that ball, I think Posey realizes that he's probably out at third base if he runs around and tries to go first to third there. And it's a risk that he didn't feel was, you know, if he's going to take that chance, he needs to be sure he's going to make it. And he wasn't sure he would make it in that instance. So he had to check himself up. I don't think he was second guessing the way he went about that play. But obviously that tiny little bit of hesitation made it impossible for Roberto Kelly to consider trying to wave him home. If there's anything that the Giants were looking at, it's that check swing in the ninth on Gorkys Hernandez on the 3-2 pitch. And I know a lot of Giants fans are crying foul about that, saying, well, Posey followed with the double. That would have scored Gorkys if he'd walked. But you never know how Chapman would have pitched Posey. I mean, these games aren't played in a vacuum. So, you know, it was an unfortunate break. But, you know, if you're going to let one break like that spoil an entire game for you, then you're probably not doing enough things to win.
Sometimes pitchers can put you in a slump, and you wonder if Syndergaard and Lester kind of put the Giants in a little slump. They were swinging the bat so much better before Wednesday night. Now, of course, you got to face 100 on Wednesday night. It can put you in a slump. You think they're the at-bats themselves, do you like the at-bats, or do you feel they're pressing, sort of reverting back to what happened the first part of the second half?
No, I thought they had some good at-bats yesterday. They got six hits. They obviously had a nice ploy to start the game with Gorkys laying down the bunt. Really nice play there. You can't minimize how good Syndergaard's stuff is. I mean, this guy has got the most toxic stuff I think I've ever seen. You know, right up there with maybe Kerry Wood early in his career. And then Lester, this is a guy who has won a postseason clincher for the Red Sox. He is, if not for Bumgarner, we'd be talking about Lester being the postseason pitcher, you know, of his generation, post Schilling and Randy Johnson. So, I don't think you can minimize just how good this guy is, and really just did not give the Giants a whole lot to hit, especially the fact that you need Brandon Belt, Brandon Crawford, some of these guys to come up with big hits for you too. And left on left against Lester was really, really a tough matchup. So, you know, you go against Hendricks, and what you try to do is you know he's going to be amped up. He didn't have a very good postseason last year, but you look at his body of work over this season, you know he's feeling good about his mechanics and his stuff. But I think you try to wait him out. You try to eliminate a couple of those pitches. Maybe you can get him down to two pitches instead of four, and then you hunt those pitches. And I think that's what this team will try to do tonight.
Andy, this is sort of looks like a bullpen game to me. And as I said, Howard was on with this, Howard Bryant. I said, Joe Maddon can't wait to show you what a genius he is and all the moves he's going to make. And Bochy just sits back calmly. But to me, this one is going to be very determinative of when you get the starter out, if it is a game like you just described, where maybe there'll be a little more hitting.
Well, I think you're going to see both bullpens in this game, that's for sure. And here's the thing. You know, the Giants have lost, have played six consecutive one-run games against the Cubs this season now. And they got to turn these one-run games in their direction. And you know what that's going to mean, Marty? That's going to mean that somebody's going to have to preserve that one-run lead in the eighth and ninth, probably. And that's been a big, big problem, as we know, for this team this year. So that absolutely cannot falter. If it does, I don't think the Giants have any chance of advancing past this series. And that's one thing we haven't gotten to yet. And we may get to in game two. And when that opportunity comes for them to close out a lead, they're going to have to do it. We saw Hunter Strickland was up last night. Santiago Casilla looks like he's just started throwing, actually. He's throwing a few light ones off the mound. And, you know, Casilla's going to have a part to play in this. I know the fans don't want to hear that, but Bruce Bochy has a lot of faith in him and thinks that he's got the experience and just the stuff, the all-around stuff, to get the job done. So, you may see Santiago Casilla even tonight.
We talk about the offense here struggling, and in the last six games against the Cubs, Giants are batting just 126, Andy, scoring 11 runs in 53 innings. What is Bam Bam Mullins? What is Posey? What are the guys talking about here to try to get this offense on track, especially against this Cubs team?
Well, when they were here at Wrigley, you know, they hit 105, I think, or 106 in four games, and that was pretty much the low point for the Giants offense. Everybody was just going through a team-wide funk. And you know, this offense has not been very good in the second half. They had scored the fourth most runs per game up to the All-Star break, and then I think they were second to last since the All-Star break. So in the National League, that is. And this isn't a team that strikes out. You know, they put the ball in play, and that definitely works to their favor in these postseason games where you're facing pitchers with strikeout stuff. But they do have to string some hits together because they aren't hitting the home runs. And, you know, and Wrigley was just playing like AT&T Park last night. We saw that. Posey's ball probably would have been out in the daytime here. So, you know, I think they're just looking at ways they can just generate some good at-bats and maybe get some good favor and just try to be professional you know, try to reduce pitches, hunt pitches, look for certain pitches in certain zones, and not try to do too much and trust the guy behind you, which can be tough when you're, you know, in a team-wide slump. I've seen that happen many times. But, you know, this team has done that in October. They've done it many times when their backs are against the wall and when they've had the opportunity to sort of go for the jugular. They've done it both ways. And so I think they're fully capable of it. I think they're confident. You know, those numbers against the Cubs, again, I think are mostly drawn from the fact that they were really, really in a bad place when they were here offensively last time.
Well, Andy, it's a five-game series. You just have to win today. And that's we've gone through this so many times. You just have to win today. And they're up against, Strasburg and, all the Washington, you know, craziness and that thing. And somehow they got through it. You can run on both these guys. Both of them, you can run on them. Contreras is catching today. I'm not thrilled with him as a defender behind the plate. Maybe the Giants can get something going. I know you got to run, but that'd be my last thought. Maybe the Giants can do something on the bases today.
Well, this time of year, if you have a weakness at all, anywhere on your team, it's liable to get exploited. And you could look at the fact that Contreras isn't the same defender behind the plate that David Ross is. You could look at the fact that the Giants really do not have very good outfield arms, and the Cubs are going to be aggressive on the bases trying to score guys. That could be a factor at some point. We've talked about the bullpens. So, you know, your weaknesses find you, and they get exploited this time of year. And there's no question the Giants have more team weaknesses than the Cubs do, but they also have the experience. And how that plays out is going to be pretty fascinating to watch over these next two, three, four games.
Yeah, it's going to be great, and it all starts on the mound. That is your momentum for the day. Andy, thanks for taking the time so much. Glad to get the weather report. We'll follow you on Twitter at Extra Bags, and you do a great job, and I'm very happy to have you on, of course, all season, so thank you.
Thank you, Marty. Appreciate it.
All right, very good. That is Andy Bagley. He's running off now for the meeting that the local media will have with the manager of the Giants, Bruce Bochy. That comes up for Andy at 2 o'clock, so I'm glad we could get him on.